This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do.
Hello and welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams from Natural News stepping in for this whole hour today. We've got a lot coming up for you here, covering some science bombshells that are the biggest, you could say, science red flags that they are trying to destroy our biosphere and annihilate humanity. We've got new breaking news on that. Number one, the GMO mosquito experiment in Brazil has failed catastrophically, and it has now unleashed super mutant GMO mosquitoes that could kill millions of people throughout South America, Central America, and even in the United States eventually. And this has caused genetic pollution of the mosquito population, combining the genes from three different countries into one mosquito population. It is an absolute catastrophe. It's exactly the type of genetic pollution that we have been warning about for many years. In fact, I remember on InfoWars in 2012, 7 years ago, I was talking about this very issue with a Save Our Science type of warning at that time. That was in 2012, and here it is happening today. But that's just one story of three big bombshell stories I have for you today. The other one is about the global geoengineering / chemtrails program that's being funded in part by Bill Gates and being run by Harvard scientists to pollute the entire planet's atmosphere. This is a stratospheric aerosol injection, or as the Bill Gates funding is promoting, another program called SCOPEX, which stands for Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment. This is designed to pollute the entire planet, shut down photosynthesis, collapse the food supplies globally. And in today's broadcast here on InfoWars, I'm going to go over the ramifications of that and why, just honestly, truthfully, if you don't have a one-year plan to survive without groceries, you're gonna be killed by this, because the global food supply will collapse. That's what this program is trying to achieve, and it's now out in the open. CNBC just released a big video on this a couple of days ago, and they're touting the benefits of it. Basically, chemtrails are now being supported by the mainstream media, the same media that 3 years ago said it was a conspiracy theory. Now it's mainstream, you know, CNBC saying it's awesome. it's incredible. All right, and that's just the second story. The third story I have for you today is about the evil tech giants and how they're trying to literally suck your blood. Now, they're doing this through medical testing innovation. I'm going to talk about the now defunct company Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes and how it was actually a plot to harvest the blood and the DNA of every American in your own home, and then to upload the DNA scans to a central database that would be used, of course, by the deep state, the swamp, the federal government, the NSA, to profile you genetically and to tie you to crimes that you didn't commit because you might share genes with some hair follicle that was left behind, or piece of skin left behind by some other criminal. It's insane. But they want your blood. They're out for your blood. It's not just the blood of children, as you well know, not just infanticide and abortions and all that insanity and how they're just mass killing children in the name of women's health. They want your blood, so they can track you and they can enslave you. So we've got those three stories coming up here in this hour here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, Alex is traveling, of course, right now. I was told that he's arriving soon in Austin. I think he'll be on the air tomorrow, maybe tonight. Maybe he'll pop in during the last part of this hour. We'll see. But Alex, of course, he released this information in a podcast yesterday. He was on with Joe Rogan, I think a five-hour interview that'll probably be edited to a shorter version. But Alex sees the same thing that I see about what's happening. This is an escalation of global events to try to destroy humanity. This is the annihilation of the human race that we are witnessing. And I hope you talked about that with Joe Rogan, because Joe needs to get the full picture of what's going on. I'm talking about I call it geogenocide. This is the planned planet-scale genocide of the human race through multiple vectors, not just the fluoride in the water supply, not just the heavy metals and lead in the water, not just radiation, Fukushima, and all that, not just the vaccines and 5G, but much more. So we'll get into that here on the Alex Jones Show as we continue with the fourth hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 1 minute for all those details.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to the fourth hour. This is Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones, who is traveling today. But we've got big bombshell news for you here. Let's start right into it. Number one, the GMO mosquito experiment that was unleashed in Brazil over the last 2 years has gone horribly wrong. It has resulted in the breeding of super mutant mosquitoes that now combine some of the genes of mosquitoes from three different countries, Mexico, Cuba, and Brazil. And these new super mosquitoes are now coming back with a vengeance because they've been genetically modified. They've been turned into, like, mutant, I don't know, maybe you could call them superhero mutant mosquitoes or something. And they are now stronger than ever and are surging back in population. And they now threaten the lives of millions of people in ways that they've never been threatened before. This was all part of an experiment. I mean, let's back up on this. We were told, the science was, that they were going to release all these males that were genetically modified, and the males were going to be weakened with a dominant infertility gene. And then they would mate with the females. And then the females would have offspring that were sterile. And through this mechanism, we were told, the whole system would collapse. The mosquitoes would die off. We wouldn't have these mosquito populations. This is what we were told. Well, guess what happened? As in many of these experiments, things that in the wild, things happened that they did not anticipate in the laboratory. So what really happened is, at first, yes, the mosquitoes began to die off for about the first 12 to 18 months. And this is reported by Yale, and this has been reported in the science journal Nature, by the way. So the first 18 months, they started to die off. But then something changed. The females began to stop mating with the weakened males. You hear me on this? The females said no, they don't want to reproduce with the weakened males, and they started selecting males that had, you know, virility, males that could have children, males that could have offspring. Gosh, if only liberals in California could be as smart as these mosquitoes, that would be amazing. But these female mosquitoes then started selecting males that could reproduce, and then the population surged back. But during this time, some of the modified genes got transferred over to the population that's in the wild. And this wasn't supposed to happen. And in fact, this is what these scientists at Yale are very concerned about. We had a transfer of genes that was, we were told that was impossible. So now we have genetically modified super mosquitoes that are in the wild, and they can't take it back. They can't pull it back. You can't put that back in the box. It's in the wild now. And so how many people, I say, how many people are going to die in Brazil from dengue fever or, you know, all these mosquito-borne diseases, you name it, so many of them, how many are going to die because of this science experiment gone wrong? The number could be huge. Over the next decade, it could kill a million or more people because of this experiment, you know, theoretically. And they can't pull it back. So we warned about this in 2012. We warned about the different levels of dangerous science and things that can be unleashed in the wild. We warned about you know, chemicals being unleashed, like fluoride and so on. And that's one level of danger, glyphosate, pesticides, all these things. But a higher level of danger is what we call self-replicating pollution, genetic pollution that continues to replicate. And that's what these scientists have done. And they forced it on us, and they said their science was perfect. It's going to work great. They're going to save lives. They said they're going to save lives with their twisted science. And they banned us for daring to raise the alarm on this 7 years ago, people. We raised the alarm 7 years ago. And what happened? We get banned. We get deplatformed. But we were right the whole time. We were the ones warning humanity about this, and now it's happened. And, by the way, the experiment hasn't been stopped. And this is continuing. I just got a text before the show from a couple that lives out in California. They might be watching this right now. They told me that, based on their information, other strains of genetically modified mosquitoes are being released in California. Now, I haven't confirmed that yet, but that's what they're telling me. And they're already seeing very aggressive mosquito behavior that they didn't notice before. So something is being unleashed on purpose as part of a massive depopulation scheme. Because the end result of this, really, is to kill more humans. That's what's going on. They're killing more humans. And also, just a quick note here about sexual reproduction. In nature, isn't it interesting that species adapt and overcome, and they engage in sexual reproduction to achieve continuation of the species? And even in mosquitoes, the females do not want to reproduce with the weakened, feminized, pathetic males. And yet, in our pop culture today, especially on the West Coast, in, you know, liberal California, you see feminization of the males. You see the push for transgenderism. You see the push for the mutilation of the genitalia of children. You see this push for extinction. And in the wild, you see survival, adaptation. The animals are smarter than the progressives in California. The insects are smarter than the progressives in California. The insects choose life. The progressives in California choose suicide and death and infanticide and abortion and just self-destruction. I find that interesting at many levels. All right. Next story. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if these GMO mosquitoes continue to be released all around the world. And if they are, you know it's a depopulation program because the science is already out that it doesn't work to reduce mosquitoes. So that can't be the plan anymore. The Yale scientists have already proven it. They did the DNA analysis. So it's all about depopulation of humans. It's all about breeding a weaponized strain of mosquitoes in order to kill human beings. And that's consistent with everything else that we've been seeing about killing human beings. And with that note, let's go to geoengineering. Now, I did a story yesterday. This was interesting. Now, you're probably already aware because you're a super informed audience. You know more than anybody that watches the mainstream media. You know that Bill Gates has been funding this global pollution scheme called SCOPEX. It's the SCOPEX project, Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment. And this is with Harvard scientists, by the way. And their plan is to pollute the skies. They want to block the sun. This is their plan, to reflect sunlight back into space. So to deprive plants on Earth the sunlight that they need in order to function as plants. This is about shutting down photosynthesis, which is the basis of all sustainable life on our planet. And there you go. If you're watching, it shows the airplanes releasing pollution into the stratosphere. And this pollution will consist of sulfur dioxide and calcium carbonate, which is contaminated with lead. What it means is that they're going to drop lead and pollution all across the entire planet in the stratosphere. They're going to lead poison the entire planet. Now, lead, according to a study in The Lancet that we covered last week, kills in America 412,000 Americans every year. Lead. We're talking low-level lead contamination. And by the way, the mechanism of that death is through heart disease and ischemic heart disease. So lead causes heart failure. And low-level lead contamination causes that. That's why it's important to get, you know, clean supplements. That's why I know InfoWars tests their supplements. And, I do testing for lots of companies, including I've tested a lot of InfoWars supplements. You got to get rid of the lead. You got to have clean stuff. Because if you're exposed to lead, you're going to die of heart disease. 412,000 Americans do every year. It's incredible. Now, Bill Gates wants to put lead into the skies all around the planet. Calcium carbonate is always contaminated with lead. We've done the testing. We know how much lead is in calcium carbonate. Now, the media will lie to you and say, no, it's just chalk. Well, all chalk is contaminated with lead. So that's a fact that you can count on. We've done the tests, ICP-MS, mass spectrometry. We know this information. Now, this is about shutting down the biosphere. So it's not just about releasing GMO mosquitoes that are going to be super mutant mosquitoes that kill millions of people, especially in third world countries, which is where Bernie Sanders sort of hinted that he might support enhanced abortion, right, for impoverished nations filled with black and brown people. That's where they're pushing the GMO mosquitoes in Brazil, and that's where they were pushing the infertility chemicals in the food supply in the 1970s with science advisor Dr. Lee Dubridge, advisor to President Richard Nixon. They wanted to export food with abortion chemicals in the food. And today, to this very day, they have abortion chemicals, HCG, in the vaccines being given to women in Kenya. So as usual, the globalists are targeting Africa, Central America, South America, but with the new Project Scopex, they're targeting us all. And we'll talk about that in much more detail as we come back, including details about why you can't opt out of it. You can opt out of vaccines for now. You can say no to vaccines, but you can't say no to Bill Gates and Harvard scientists polluting the entire planet. And they don't want you to be able to say no. Much more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
We're back with the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for continuing with us the fourth hour here on this bombshell day. So much news today. Alex is coming back to Austin after traveling, and he may be popping in this hour or certainly later with a special report. So we'll see if he pops in. I know he's aware. Alex is fully aware of the annihilation of humanity that is taking place. It's not, you know, we've covered all these things over the years, the fluoride, the 5G assaults, the psychiatric drugging of children, the abortion and the infanticide, the murder, everything. Now it just gets bigger and bigger on a more global scale, and there are more vectors trying to depopulate humanity, just kill off all humans. This is what the globalists are trying to do. So as I sort of got into in the last segment, but I'll go into more detail here, the geoengineering experiments are now openly admitted by the mainstream media, same media that attacked us years ago, said we were conspiracy theorists for talking about chemtrails and geoengineering and weather control. And once again, like Alex Jones was 10 years ahead of the media on this, and I warned about this stuff 7 years ago in 2012. You know, but again, we were censored so that you couldn't know the truth, but now it's all out there. So understand that this chemtrails program, Project Scopex, is funded by the biggest globalist organizations that are also involved in censorship. In particular, when I was watching the CNBC video yesterday that was touting the benefits of chemtrails and geoengineering, they showed the list of donors who are supporting this program. And the donors, it was 14 nonprofits, and it includes just a long list of them, but one of them is the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. And that rang a bell, because I remember the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation was instrumental in getting the Vaxxed documentary that told the truth about vaccines, getting it banned from the Tribeca Film Festival. That was a couple years ago. But Alfred P. Sloan Foundation has always been about covering up the truth about the science schemes that are trying to kill people and brain damage people and maim people. And depending on, you know, what information sources you go to, you can find some very interesting history about Alfred P. Sloan and a lot of his globalists who really have decided to try to eliminate the human population. So what I want to explain here, you know, as a scientist myself, as a published scientist and a lab scientist, I need you to understand what will happen when they dim the sun. They're trying to block the sun by mimicking a natural disaster volcano. There was a volcano that erupted in the year 1815. I forgot the name of it. It was like Mount Tambora or something similar to that. And this volcano caused what was called a year without a summer. It caused food crops to fail around the world. Food crops failed on at least five continents. People starved to death all over the world because of one volcano. Why? Because that volcano ejected a massive amount of particulate matter into the stratosphere. And then, of course, the stratosphere, it circulates, it moves around, and so then that spread across the whole planet, and it blocked the sun. Food crops failed, people died, businesses went bankrupt all over the world. And that was 1815. Now, the Scopex project, funded by Bill Gates and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation and others, they're trying to mimic this natural disaster of a volcano through artificial means, by flying planes at high altitude and releasing pollution into the atmosphere. Understand, the environmentalists are now demanding global pollution. The environmentalists want to pollute the planet. This is their demand now. And if they succeed, they're going to cause, listen carefully, a global collapse of food production. We are talking about a food collapse that spans all the major continents, you know, at least five continents, a food collapse that will collapse populations, especially in third world countries where they're on marginal food supplies already. And even by blocking as little as 1 or 2% of the sunlight, they will crush food production in those marginalized areas where plants are just barely surviving as it is. You don't have to block 50% of the sunlight to collapse world population. You only have to block a tiny portion of the sunlight, and this is what they're trying to do. And they claim it's very affordable to do. They say they're only going to have to spend $2.5 billion a year for the next 10 or 15 years to achieve this, and that's nothing. People like Bill Gates can write a check for $2.5 billion. I mean, he probably carries that in his pocket. Who knows? But these people, to them, this is cheap. They want to destroy the human population. The cheapest way for them to accomplish that is to pollute the skies. The implications of this are enormous, way beyond anything that I think they have even imagined. The collapse of the global food supply means that you're going to have social unrest. You're going to have starvation, famine, disease. Basically, you're going to have the four horsemen of the apocalypse unleashed upon our world. This is like end times mad science that is going to happen. And there's no one stopping them. And the other side of this is that they don't even need a vote. They don't even need permission from the president or the Senate. You know why? Because they can launch these planes from any country in the world. They don't have to launch them from the United States. Even if Trump were completely opposed to this, and he may not even be aware of any of this yet, he couldn't stop it because the president has no power outside the United States. These globalists can get together and they can pay some, you know, third world dictator nation somewhere that has a runway. They can just launch all these planes from there. And because it's polluting the entire planet, the entire stratosphere, you can't escape it. And the globalists have figured this out. You can say no to vaccines, and there's a growing vaccine resistance because of the dangers of vaccines and the toxic ingredients they put in them, like mercury and aluminum and squalene and so on, and aborted human fetal tissue, by the way. You can escape vaccines, and they're trying to push the mandates, but the mandates are meeting resistance, even in California. But you can't escape global pollution of the skies. There's nothing you can do. If the sunlight is blocked, sunlight's blocked. You can't grow your crops like you used to. And also, by the way, your solar panels don't work like they used to. So all these globalists that are saying, we have to give up combustion engines. You got to buy solar panels. You have to install solar. Everything's got to be solar. These are the same lunatics that are going to block the sun. Think about this. These are the same people. Like, invest all your money in solar panels, and then we're going to make sure they don't really work very well. As if they don't even work very well right now in many cases. So these people are going to bankrupt, you know, the counties and the cities that have invested all this solar panel, expecting a payoff in 15 years or whatever. That's going to be delayed because the sun's going to be blocked. And then you're going to have a global food collapse mimicking the natural disaster of this 1815 volcano. And you're going to have famine. You're going to have a geopolitical collapse, you know, economic collapse, social unrest. Basically, you're looking at a global coordinated collapse of human society as we know it today. And this is their deliberate plan. And I call this their hard kill vector. They tried soft kill. They tried to put infertility chemicals in the food. You know, atrazine is a chemical castrator. This is what's feminizing many people today. Atrazine, it's an herbicide. They tried to put soft kill chemicals into the vaccines, into the water supply. They tried soft kill techniques through multiple methods, psychiatric drugs, cancer drugs, everything. Now, they're running out of patients, and they've moved to a hard kill vector. The hard kill vector is pollute the skies in the name of environmentalism. It's going to cause acid rain. It's going to cause lead to fall out of the skies and contaminate the entire food supply with lead. It's going to contaminate the rivers and streams and oceans. It's going to cause solar panels to be impaired. It's going to cause a global economic collapse, famine, disease, infestation, basically your zombie apocalypse. They're bringing it to you. We'll be back with more details.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for continuing with us here as we explore the science agenda to annihilate humankind. It's the mad science agenda. By the way, I'm not an opponent of real science. I am a scientist. I do science every day. Real science, though, needs to be married with humility and what's called the precautionary principle, such as, hey, don't release your weaponized mosquitoes, your genetically modified insects, into the wild, and then, oh, see what happens. You know, don't pollute the skies globally, block the sun, shut down photosynthesis, collapse all the food crops, just to see what might happen, to see if you might stop your, you know, global warming hoax, which is all fabricated anyway. It's all fiction. See, I understand the role of science, but these people, these globalists and lunatics, they think science replaces God. They hate the idea of God. They hate the idea of spirituality, and they think that science is their savior. That's why they're all into transhumanism. They want to merge with the machines, and they want to use science to dominate society. And when their mad science experiments go wrong, well, what do? They blame their political opponents. So trust me, mark my words on this, when the geoengineering chemtrails experiment goes horrifically wrong and the food crops are collapsing all over the world and people are starving to death, you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, oh, it's because of climate change. They need to double down the pollution in the skies to block even more sun. And then it's going to get even worse. More starvation, more disease, more economic collapse. And they're going to say the same thing. It's going to be like AOC is going to come out and say, we got to put more pollution in the skies again and again and again. These are lunatics. These are science lunatics. They're almost going to win their own Darwin Award for stupidity and self-extermination. The problem is they're going to take you and me with them. They're going to kill us all if we don't stop them with these mad science experiments. You don't pollute your planet and call it saving your planet, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. Now, oh, and by the way, you see they roll out these children as puppets all the time, like this Greta girl, who they have Greta now lecturing America about fake climate change. This little girl who has no idea what she's talking about. She's been handed lines. She's a puppet of the globalists. It's they're lecturing us and lecturing Congress about global warming. Really? Really? What is she in? The seventh grade or something? I mean, this is what the globalists are doing now. They find children like Hogg and Greta, and they just feed them lines, and then they roll out these children as your saviors. Sarah Silverman, the comedian, didn't she say that this Greta girl is like the second coming of Christ or something? You see my point? They hate God, but they say that their fake science is your God. And you're supposed to bow down and worship and praise Greta as the second coming of Christ. This creepy, just creepy girl. Like, she should be, well, I'm going to hold back my comments, but she's creepy, and her ideas are creepy, and they're dangerous for our world, and she has zero qualifications to even talk to us about any of this stuff. But isn't that classic leftism, liberalism? They talk about things that they don't know about. Like they want to lecture you on your AR-15 and how your AR-15 works. And the first thing they say is like, ban the clips, you know, because they're morons. They don't know anything about what they're even talking about. They don't know the difference between a semi-automatic and a full auto or bolt action or anything. They have no clue what they're talking about, whether it's science or climate or guns or liberties or even history. They just fabricate their own history. They make up anything they want and then they just pass it off. That's liberalism. They have no connection with reality, but they want to control everything. They want to dominate your world. They want to dominate you. Yeah, who was it? Which candidate was it that said, you can't have magazines that hold more than one round? That was Biden, I think. Yes, brain scrambled Biden for you there. Famous AR-15 quotes. Fascinating stuff. But getting to the blood harvesting of people. I did cover this briefly on a previous show here on InfoWars, but there's something new that you need to understand about this. The Theranos company that was founded by Elizabeth Holmes, which was a massive financial and investment fraud, and she is facing criminal charges now. The company has been disbanded. It's all shut down. I think she burned through $900 million in other people's money. She, at one point, was celebrated as the most amazing woman, female entrepreneur, worth billions of dollars, going to change the world. Her entire business model was taking your blood in your own home. The goal was for her to install these so-called Edison machines in your home, and you were supposed to get up every day and stick your finger in this machine, and it was going to suck your blood. And from this blood, it was going to supposedly run all these medical tests, and then it was going to upload results to the Theranos company. You know what I think that really was? I think they were going to take DNA profiles and blood marker profiles of all people, tie it to your Google profile, tie it to your Social Security number, tie it to your bank account, tie it to your social credit score, and covertly test you for drugs. See, you know, if you're using an illicit drug, or see if you're pregnant, and then they can market, you know, pregnancy products to you even before you know you're pregnant, or to genetically profile you and build a massive DNA database that would be used against you by the police state system. This was celebrated. This woman, Elizabeth Holmes, was on the cover of Fortune magazine. She was, again, it was kind of like the second coming of Christ is what we were told about, you know, in a way, about Elizabeth Holmes, that she was this amazing person. I don't know about you, but have you ever seen this woman talk? Have you ever heard her voice? She sounds creepier than Greta. She doesn't blink. She always wore the same black turtlenecks. It showed a view of her closet. She had like 32 copies of the same clothes. And she talked like a man. I don't know. And she's just full on creepy. These people are way creepy. They're all into your blood. They're all into, well, I got to be careful. They're all into controlling you by profiling everything about you and stealing your information or harvesting your information, often without your consent. So think about just the three stories I've covered here so far today. We're talking about a GMO mosquito experiment gone wrong. Was that deliberate? Did they intentionally create super mutant killer mosquitoes now to wipe out people in third world countries? I believe there's a chance that that's true. What about the geoengineering, the chemtrails experiment, Project Scopex, funded by Bill Gates, run by Harvard scientists, and also funded by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation? Global pollution to block the sun, shut down the global food supply, including, by the way, phytoplankton, which are the basis of the food webs of aquatic ecosystems, you know, ocean life. They're going to kill that, too. They're going to kill the oceans. They're going to kill the land. They're going to kill humans. And you can't do anything about it. You can't opt out, because if they block the sun, there's really nothing you can do except wait for all that stuff to fall out of the sky. And by the way, it contains lead, too. So you're going to have lead poisoning of the entire planet. And lead right now kills 412,000 Americans a year, according to The Lancet. So they're going to up that number to maybe millions of Americans a year being killed by lead while they're poisoning the food supply and collapsing the food ecosystem at the same time. And then the story I just covered, the blood harvesting of every person in America with the Theranos company, which thankfully is now defunct. But they're not going to give up on this attempt. They're going to do it again. The point is, they want to profile you. They want to control you. They want to surveil you. And then ultimately, after they're done just wringing every last dollar out of your pocket, shaking all the coins, just hold you upside down, shaking you until all your wallet falls out, and they take all your money from Big Pharma and the cancer industry, and they kidnap your children and hit them with chemotherapy, you know, medical kidnapping, because you wanted a second opinion as a parent. After they're done with all that, they're just going to kill you. Because they don't want you around. Don't you know? They've got the robots coming. They've got the robots, the automation, ready to take over the world. And they don't want you around. Why do you think they're pushing abortion and infanticide and infertility chemicals and transgenderism and super mutant mosquitoes that are going to kill and infect more people? Why do you think they're investigating and researching weaponized biological deployment systems that can kill millions of people? Because they don't want you around. The globalists have already decided it's the end of the line for the masses. And this is what, you know, Alex gets this, I get this, and this is what we're trying to warn you about. And I think the independent media is the only media in the world that is telling the truth about any of this. We're it. We are humanity's last chance to stop this before they annihilate us all. That's what we're doing. That's why it's crucial that we survive. Thank you for your support. We'll be back after this break with more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
The upshot of all of this that we're talking about today here on the Alex Jones Show, thanks for continuing with us. This is Mike Adams from Natural News. The upshot is that there is a global effort, you know, to devastate human life and to devastate the ecosystem that supports us. There's a collapse of the biosphere that's being engineered. And if you oppose it, you are called anti-environmentalist. You know, the environmentalists themselves are calling for this collapse, and they will be the ones who are most impacted. But in terms of practical things that you can do, it's become obvious to me that you're going to have to be able to live a year without food. I mean, without, you know, grocery store food. Yeah, you're going to need to stockpile some food. You're going to need to stockpile supplies like never before. And I want to bring your attention to the fact that the government itself has entire underground cities and caves, networks, massive amounts of supplies. Remember a couple years ago when they purchased, I think DHS bought like 2 billion rounds of ammunition? Where do you think all that went? It went into the storage caves. They've got caves in different locations all around the country, built into the limestone in, you know, Kansas City, for example. I've driven by some of those caves before. They've got underground cities. They've got underground bunkers. I mean, huge places, and they're prepared for years underground. Meanwhile, the government recommendation to you is to have enough supplies for 3 days. So you're supposed to have 3 days of food, and they've got like 10 years ready to go, you know, because, of course, the globalists believe that they need to survive, but you don't. And they are now, what's obvious to me, they are planning to decimate the surface of the earth. They're trying to turn the surface of the earth, all the plants, all the food crops, you know, all the seeds, everything. The pollinators are in collapse right now. Ocean life is in collapse. You know, even the human cities are collapsing in many cases when they're run by liberals. As they collapse the surface of the earth, the globalists will tend to move into their bunkers and their caves for long-term survival as the whole system collapses around them. We're talking about the collapse of nations, the collapse of governments, collapse of economies, banking, currency systems. Yeah, this is their plan. It's kind of a reboot. It's a planetary scale reboot because they don't want what they call useless eaters to be around. That's how they consider you and me. They call us useless eaters. In their minds, the globalist minds, we have nothing to offer the world, and we're just consuming, you know, their resources. So this is how they plan to do it. It's now incredibly obvious. So the thing is, some humans will survive this. Some people will make it through, even living, you know, on the surface of the earth, even if you don't have a 10-year bunker cave funded by the federal government. You can still make it through. And it all comes down to your preparedness level and also your location. So let's talk about location here for a second. I recently returned from a conference in Branson, Missouri. And by the way, thank you, many of you who came up to say hello and to say that you're fans of InfoWars and so on. I think I shook the hands of at least 250, maybe 300 people during just the breaks at that conference. One of the things I got to do was talk behind the scenes with high-level government people who are patriots inside the government. We're talking like Alex Jones fans working inside high levels of different federal agencies, including DHS and others. And these people, what they told me was really interesting. They told me that, number one, they're all convinced that Trump is going to win re-election in 2020, but they're also convinced that it's over for America by the end of Trump's second term. So really what they're saying is 2025, America is over as we know it. And I've had the same analysis and prediction, same conclusion, because what these people told me is that they were deployed in California, Oregon, Washington against Antifa and left-wing lunatics. And they've been deployed at the border to try to protect ICE facilities and so on. And they see that the radical left is so far gone that there is no coming together again as a nation. If Trump wins in 2020, the left is going to break away in certain ways or try to cause so much chaos that they destroy the whole country, they bring everything down with them. America as we know it will not exist past 2025. That's what I'm being told. And I think that's accurate. And I think that in this time of turmoil, when you have political turmoil combined with this geoengineering and chemtrails and mass poisoning of the food supply and the cultural pushing of transgenderism and all these poisons in the food, and vaccines, 5G, you know, the list goes on. This is going to be a time of incredible collapse, a very risky time for America, a very risky time to be alive. But the second biggest factor that I was told really matters is where you are, because the hot spots of all of this are going to be very localized. If you are anywhere near Sacramento, California, or Los Angeles, or Portland, you're in trouble because of what's coming. But if you're out in the middle of Utah, let's say, or Tennessee, or Montana, it's not such a big deal. This point was really driven home to me based on the analysis of these federal agents and some special ops people and just real high-level people, but very dedicated patriots. They said they know, this is what all the models that they've been taught, this is what it tells them, that America's the quote, civil war is only going to be very, very localized. Not even regional, but local. That's what they said. Certain cities, just certain areas around those cities, certain counties, that's it. Most of America is not going to be in a kinetic engagement. But what will affect all of America will fix problems. How do you get your food? Getting trucks to the grocery stores, getting fuel supplies, refineries functioning. You know, we saw an attack on the refineries in Saudi Arabia recently. That could easily happen in America if some radical leftists want to shut down fossil fuels and they start flying, you know, explosive-laden drones into refineries in Texas or something. The fuel supplies could be cut off. Power grid could be shut down in certain scenarios. Food supplies could be cut off. So those of us who live in middle America, even if you're not in one of these lunatic left-wing cities, yeah, you're probably not going to have to kinetically engage a zombie apocalypse. But you are going to have to survive a year or more without potentially food, fuel, medicine, electricity, all the supplies that you depend on every day. So I want you to really think carefully about where you are. Do you need to relocate before 2025? Or even it could be sooner, depending on what happens in the 2020 election and how insane the left becomes. What supplies do you really need, and do you know how to use those supplies? Have you tried cooking your stored food? You know, have you boiled water on a camp stove? Have you even tasted your stored food? Because a lot of it doesn't taste that great, depending on where you got it. So check it all out. You know, use what you have. Learn the skills. Because this right here, your brain, is what's going to save your life during all of this. And by the way, again, I was told it's over for America. I wish that that wasn't the case. I'm not hoping for that. I love America. I want to see America, you know, great again. I want to see Trump succeed. As long as he's pro-America and, you know, pro-Constitution, pro-Republic, pro-First Amendment and Second Amendment, I want to see America come back strong. But what I'm being told is that it's over for America as we know it. There's no coming back from the lawlessness of the left, the lunacy, the mass mental illness that they have thrust upon this world. I mean, look, the New York Times is just basically a fiction rag at this point with their attacks on Kavanaugh. CNN is a total joke. You have to have a lobotomy just to be able to watch CNN these days. It's so bad. You know, this is crucial for you to understand, for all of us to understand. America as we know it may be over in the next few years. So what comes out of that? I say that we, the people, you and me, and those of us who believe in liberty and we believe in divinity and we believe in human rights and civil liberties, the right to speak, the right to practice religion, the right to worship, the right to carry, to keep and bear arms, the right to own any firearm you want. These rights must be enshrined in the next society that we rebuild after the planned, engineered collapse of this society. And by the way, let me remind you, we must enshrine health freedom, medical freedom in the next society's documents, because we cannot tolerate government medical kidnapping children, imprisoning parents because they won't poison their children with chemotherapy or vaccines. That has got to stop. We've got to have, you know, maybe a Third Amendment that's health freedom. Like, move the current Third Amendment about quartering soldiers in your house. Like, kick that on down the line, keep it, but make it a later amendment. Insert a new Third Amendment that no one shall be forced to engage in medicine against their beliefs or wishes for themselves or their children. That's what we need, in my opinion. That's something we have to keep in mind. It was kind of missing from the original Bill of Rights. Interestingly, Benjamin Rush tried to put it in there, but I guess not enough people thought that was important at the time, because no one could imagine medical kidnapping of children by government, which is what's happening today. So these are some things to keep in mind. Of course, keep watching Infowars.com. I'll keep covering this as best I can as well. I'll keep contributing to Infowars. Get prepared. Stay informed. And relocate if you have to, because it's coming. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. Thank you for watching.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.